Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous, for another segment for the BGI series. In short, means Beginner's Guide for the iPhone. In this segment, I'm going to discuss about something called sounds. Sounds can be found in the Apple settings of your dashboard or your springboard. You need to find the settings and go ahead and double tap on settings. And then once you get to settings, we're going to keep swiping to the right until we get to something called sounds.
Sounds button.
I'm going to discuss about what you can find within the sounds and what it's used for and what you can do with it. So go ahead and double tap on sounds. The first thing I want to tell you about sounds is that it does a number of things you can do with the sounds. Obviously, there's different types of sounds you hear on the device itself. There are sounds for alert types that could be for like mail, or if you got a text message or stuff like that. Those are alert tones. And then obviously we all know about ringtones, which is when somebody calls you on a phone, you will hear different type of ringtones. So I'm going to show you how you can change those different ringtones and alerts and the volume of the two items together. All right, so once we are in the sounds area of the settings, we'll go begin at the top, and I'm going to swipe to the right.
Sounds. Heading.
The sounds.
Vibrate. Heading.
We're going to discuss about the vibration, because vibrate is also part of the sounds, because sometimes you want to mute your device. So as I swipe to the right.
Vibrate on ring. On.
Vibrate when it's
double tap to toggle setting.
So if you would like to have vibration to occur every time you receive a phone call, so it will vibrate so you can kind of get an idea that somebody's calling you. It can be quite useful if you're in a loud environment and you can feel something vibrating. That means somebody is calling you. So that can be quite essential and important. Sometimes people don't like the vibration. They can just simply turn this off. So this is how you can turn that option on or off. By default, it's on.
Vibrate on silent. On.
And vibrate.
Double tap to toggle
set. When it's on silent. What silent means is that on the left side of your device, there's that mute switch. If you mute your device, no matter what comes up, if it's alerts or somebody calling you, it's going to vibrate. So if you want that vibration to occur while it's mute and it still vibrates, you can turn this option on. By default, it's on. But if you turn this off, when you put it on mute, it'll be absolutely quiet. Nothing will vibrate, but the sound will still occur. It just won't have any vibration. Okay? I'm going to go to the right some more.
Ringer and alerts. Heading.
Ringers and alerts. So let's go ahead and dive into this next section.
Sound volume, 70%. Adjustable.
Okay.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
The sound volume here is actually for your ringer. This is the volume that is going to happen when somebody calls you. It is not the master volume of everything. And kind of give you a little quiz, a little advice. Some people may know this and some people may not know this. Or there may be something else I didn't know. As far as I know, there are three different kind of volumes. One volume is for phone calls. One volume is for Siri. And the other volume is actually for the master volume for the globally, which is for your voiceover and your alert sounds. So those are the three different sound volume you can control. And this option, this is your ringer volume. It is set to 70%. I keep it at 70% because simply 100% can be just really distracting, really loud. I don't like it at 100%. I like to leave it at 70%. And this is set to manual, and I'll explain that to you a little bit more than automatic. So manually, I set it to 70%. Now, this is a ticker, so if you like to increase the sound by increasing it, you can just flick up and lower it to go flick down. So if I flick up to 80%, you can hear my ringtone occur and go to 90.
90%.
And it gets louder and louder. So I'm going to go back down to 70.
80%. 70%.
So it's a little bit quieter. It's not as disturbing, but yet just high enough that I can hear. It will ring. The sound that you hear of your ringtones will depend on what you have set. So obviously my signal here is what I have selected for default. It's going to be different than what you have selected in ringtones. So don't be bothered if you hear a different ringtone occur, okay? All right, so if I flick to the right.
Change with buttons.
off. Change with button.
Double by tap default, the toggle setting.
This is set to on, and that means that the master volume on the side where you have your up and down arrow for your volume on the side of your phone, and that was I was telling you about how you can control your alert sound and voiceover. This will automatically adjust the ringer, so those two would then compare. It will mesh in together, so your master volume now controls the ringer, voiceover, and the alerts. So if you decrease it down really low, like at 20%, your phone obviously can be set 20%, it can be very low. But in my case, I always keep my voiceover and my alerts at 100%, so I turn it way up high or whatever I want it to be set for that mood. But my phone will always be set to 70%. So you can manually set it that way and have it turned off, so that way the volume on the button on the left does not, the master volume does not control your ringer. So it separates the two. I hope that makes sense, but that's how I have mine set up. I'm going to go to the right some more.
The volume of the ringer and alerts will not be affected. Sounds and vibration patterns. Heading.
Okay, so now we're getting into the sounds and the vibration patterns. Yes, you can change the different sounds and the vibration patterns for everything, which is very cool. So if you want to have different sounds for email and a vibration pattern just for email, you can do so. Text can be the same way. Ring can have the same thing. So I'll show you how you can adjust those. Let's keep swiping to the right.
Ringtone, signal, button.
Okay, so the ringtone is set to signal here. Now, obviously, I pick signal, and that can be set to anything that you want. So let's go ahead and just double tap on the ringtone, and this will show you how you can change the ringtones. Double
sounds,
tap on this.
Back button.
Now, the phone itself comes with standard ringtones. It comes with the newer style ringtones, plus it comes with the classic ringtones. And you are given the option to buy ringtones from the store. So once I'm in the ringtones, I'm at the very top. Now, if I swipe to the right.
Ringtone, heading, store, button.
There's a store button. Guess what? You know, that's Apple's way of saying, hey, you know what? We got more ringtones if you want, but you got to pay for it, of course. You can go to the iTunes store, and there are ringtones you can purchase. They will range in different prices depending on the ringtone that you have interest in. So that will take you, and you can purchase ringtones at that point, okay? I'm not going to go in the store, so I'm just going to keep swiping to the right and show you some of the default things that you have on your device. And I think I have one ringtone that I have imported myself that I have downloaded and created and put in here on my device. I had to go through iTunes to do this, okay?
Vibration, default, button.
All right, so right now, every time somebody calls on the ringtones, the vibration is set to default, which means is the standard vibrate. It just vibrates, as you know now, it just vibrates, I think, what, every 2 seconds or so, and it just keeps vibrating. Now you can change the vibration patterns or different patterns. If you double tap
ringtone,
on the vibration
back button,
we're going to swipe to the right.
Vibration.
And now
heading.
We can hear all the different vibration patterns.
Standard heading.
All right.
Selected alert default.
Well, here is the alert. The alert is the default vibration pattern. So that's the every 2 seconds that gives you a vibration. And that is on by default. Now, let's see what other vibration they have here.
Heartbeat.
They have a heartbeat, so that'd be a slightly upbeat faster. Good. Bzz, 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 bzz. And you can double tap on this to kind of give a feel what that vibration does. And because this is a podcast, I don't think you'd be able to hear it very well. So I'm not going to double tap on any of those items. So feel free to double tap so you can get a feeling what each of these vibrations does and get a feel of how it feels under your hand. So this, you're setting this up for any type of ring people that are calling you. So this vibration only occurs, this kind of type of vibration pattern will only occur when somebody calls you.
Quick.
We've got quick.
Rapid.
Rapid.
S-O-S.
S-O-S.
Staccato.
Staccato.
Symphony.
Symphony.
Custom.
Mm-hmm.
Heading. Create new vibration. Button.
And then we got the custom. Yes, you can customize your own pattern of vibration. You just double tap here, and it'll take you into a little area where you can customize your own set vibration. If you don't like any vibration they've given you, you can create your own vibration. Once you create it, right to the right of this, as I swipe to the right.
None.
Right now, I don't have any custom. I didn't create any, but the custom ones will have names that you created for it, and you can just tap on that, and that will be to your to-go-to vibration. For now, I'm going to leave it on to by default, which is the alert. And I'm going to the top left.
Standard, heading, standard, heading, vibration, heading, ringtone, back button.
And go to the back button.
Vibration, default.
All right, so the vibration is set to default, so that's how you can change the vibration. And so I go to the right.
Ringtones, heading.
All right, here comes all the different ringtones. There's a million of them you can select from. And once again, you can select each one to hear what they are. So the first one,
You Got Mail,
is something you're not going to have. So don't be alarmed that you don't have You Got Mail. That's something that I imported myself. That's the only one you're going to hear on here that you will not have, okay? And I'll explain what that one is for and why I have that. Okay, I'm going to keep swiping to the right.
Dim.
Go to the right.
Opening, default.
All right, opening is the default one for ringtones. That is default, but it's not selected because I have selected signal. However, if you like to hear what opening sounds like, which is the standard ringtone of every iPhone you hear out there. So if I double tap on this, it'll give you a preview.
Selected, opening, default.
I can go to the next one by swiping right.
Apex.
Apex, double tap on Apex.
Selected, Apex.
Swipe to the next one.
Beacon.
Beacon.
Selected. Begin.
And so you can hear the vibration and the ringtones, what that particular ringtone sounds like. So you can kind of give a preview and give a feel how it's going to feel when it rings in your hand, the volume and the actual ringtone and the vibration all in one. I'm going to go down until I get to signal, but I'm going to go ahead and show you the rest of the ringtones available.
Bulletin. By the seaside. Chimes. Circuit. Constellation. Cosmic. Crystals. Hillside, illuminate, night owl, playtime, presto, radar, radiate, ripples, sentient, signal.
There's my signal. I'm going to go ahead and double tap that to my default.
Selected, signal.
And it's going to play it for a little bit along with the vibration, as you can hear. Okay. Now, there are one other thing I want to show you. Keep going to the right.
Silk.
If you still want to hear some more.
Slow rise, stargaze, summit, twinkle, uplift, waves. Classic button.
Here it says classic button. You can go to the classic, and this will open up some older ringtones that were found in the older generation of the iPhones, the 3GS and 4s. They had their own set of ringtones until the newer version of the device that comes out that can perform better ringtones. You can pick, you double tap on that, and that's going to bring up another list of ringtones you can also go through and preview and see if you like those or not.
Alert tones. Heading.
You can also use alert tones if you want instead of ringtones. I don't advise it because it's not really designed to do that, but you can go through the set of alerts. I'm not going to go through the alerts because I'm going to show you on that on a different area here. So this is the ringtone area. So I've set it to signal. I double tap that, and so that's going to be the ringtone that's going to be happening every time somebody calls me. All right, let's go back up to the top left and get out
selected.
Of here.
Selected. Signal. Sounds. Back button.
Back.
Settings. Back button.
And now we should be back to ringtones.
Sounds. Heading.
Vibrate. All the way down vibrate, to ringtones.
Vibrate. Ringer end. Sound volume. Change with button. The volume of the sounds and vibration. Ringtone. Signal. Button.
All right, so we've done the ringtones. I'm going to give you one more example.
Text tone. Stargaze.
There's text tone. If you want something different for text, you can do that. And you just double tap in there. It will have the vibration and all the different alert tones. It's not going to give you the options of, it can give you some of the ringtones option, but basically you want to keep with the alerts if you want to.
New voicemail. Tritone. Button.
Tritone.
New mail. You got mail.
Okay. Button. Here's the one I was telling you about. When you get a new mail, I'm going to go ahead and double
sounds.
Tap on this.
Back button.
Everything on here is going to be exactly the same in ringtones, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Mail, heading, store, vibration, default.
I can change the vibration, so anytime I get a new mail, I can have my own set vibration, as I mentioned before.
Alert tones, heading.
All right, so here are all the alert tones. So these are the alert tones, which is a different type of sound than the ringtones themselves. They're typically shorter and simpler.
None.
You can select to none, so if you don't want any alerts to sound, you can set to none.
Dim.
And then we can get to
Aurora.
All these different ones.
Chord. Circles. Complete. Hello. Input. Keys. Note. Popcorn.
And just like the other ones, if you like something, if you can double tap to preview it, I can double tap
select.
On popcorn.
Popcorn.
that gives you a sound, what it sounds like, along with the vibration.
Pulse.
Selected. Okay, so you can kind of give the idea, but whatever you select, so I double tap on pulse, so right now the default is pulse, but I'm going to keep going down.
Synth, classic, ringtones, classic, button.
There's the classic button I was telling you about. It does have classic alert tones as well.
Ringtones, heading.
And now we're going to get down to the ringtones, and this is where you got mail.
You got mail.
And because I imported this, I'm going to double tap on this.
Select. You got mail.
You got mail.
For nostalgia reason, I like the old AOL day back there, and you got the, every time you got new mail, you say, you got mail. So I got that and downloaded it and put it on my device. So every time I receive a mail, it'll say, you got mail. I love that, so I kept that, and this, so that is for my you got mail, and that's why I have that on there. Let's go back.
Bamboo. Sounds. Back button. Ringtone. Signal.
Okay, so we're back to the ringtone.
Text tone.
Let's see what we got. Button. We got text tone.
New voicemail.
New voicemail.
New mail.
New mail.
Sent mail.
Sent mail.
Button. Tweet.
Tweet.
But Facebook post.
Facebook.
Switch. Calendar alerts. Cord. Button. Reminder alerts. Mm-hmm. Cord. AirDrop. Pulse.
AirDrop.
Button. Lock sounds. On.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
We have now exit out of the actual alert tones and ringtones. Now we're towards the bottom. There's the last few things here. The lock screen. When you hit the sleep-wake button on the right side of your screen or on the top, depending on the device you have, you'll hear that click. You know, you click and click. If you had that on, you'll hear the click. Otherwise, if you tap on it, you won't hear the click. So you can turn this on or off. You can't change the sound by different alerts or ringtones. You can only turn this option on or off, and you have to... That is the default sound that comes with it, and you can't change it, so you can just, given the ability, just turn that option on or off.
Keyboard clicks, on.
The last one is the keyboard clicks. Obviously, this is pretty self-explanatory. When you get your keyboard to pop up, the QWERTY keyboards, do you want it to represent the key clicks? So every time you type something, you hear that click, 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 click. If that annoys you, you can turn that option off. Again, you cannot change how the click sounds, so there's no way to change that. It only gives you the option to turn this on or off.
Keyboard clicks.
And that
on.
Is it for
double tap
the
toggle
sounds.
Setting.
And you pretty much can use your imagination and creativity to do all sorts of cool stuff with the ringtones and alerts like I've done for the email. And so have fun with this. And, of course, you can purchase the alert tones and ringtones if you like something different than what's standard at the top where you have the store button. All right, that's going to do for the sound segment of the BGI. Hope this was helpful and useful. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time for my another segment for the BGI, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.